This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton.
The United States on Tuesday recorded its 200,000th coronavirus death, a world-leading figure that health experts say could continue to increase by tens of thousands in the coming months. The growing death toll has far surpassed the earliest estimates of the carnage left by the pandemic, a figure that's nearly double the total of U.S. military casualties in all wars fought since the end of World War II. Health analysts at the University of Washington, who track factors spreading the virus and provide regular projections of the death toll, say the number of deaths could reach 410,000 by the end of the year. The U.S. has the highest death toll among all nations, but some countries in Europe and Latin America have recorded more deaths per capita. Saying the nation has reached a perilous turning point, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Tuesday imposed new coronavirus-related restrictions on bars and restaurants and urged people to work from home as the nation faces a new surge in cases. Speaking to Parliament, Johnson said hospitalizations have doubled in the past 2 weeks, and those numbers will only grow unless action is taken. Johnson urged those who can work from home to do so. That's a reversal from just 2 weeks ago when he was urging people to return to their places of employment. Plans to allow business conferences or spectators at sporting events by October 1st have been put on hold. The government is also imposing fines for those businesses and individuals found breaking the rules. The prime minister stressed the new measures did not signal a return to the total lockdown that was implemented in March, and that there are, as of now, no stay-at-home orders. Schools and universities are remaining open. But he warned if the new measures don't lower the infection rate, then the government reserves the right to implement significantly greater restrictions. VOA News.